Okay, welcome back. It's time to talk to Gerald Celendi. A month has already gone by. How can that be, Gerald? How are you?
Well, you know, physically I'm fine. You know, spiritually I'm okay. Mentally, I'm very depressed and seeing what's going on around the world.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
And, horrible.
If you want to get more depressed, read your, wherever you are, read the obituaries. Look how they're hiding all these murders. Mass murder. Died unexpectedly. Died suddenly, 34 years old. 28 years old. Died after a short illness. These people are all being murdered by the bioweapon. It's everywhere. And it's being covered up. How can you hide 2 to 3 million murdered here in the U.S.? It's easy. You control the media. You got 330 million people. You can hide that many dead. You probably hide 20 million. So they're doing that. That's what's going on now. Oh, you already know this. Anyway, go ahead, please.
No, it's it's so sad to see, and it's global. I mean, that's the thing. You know,
worldwide. Got it.
I mean, Austria, no vax, no freedom. Italy, no vax, no freedom, no work. Can't go to work if you don't have a vaccination. Czech Republic, Slovakia. One country after another, making up, and I love the lines they use. You know, they make up the
I know.
We're going to do this till in the United States they change the flight rules and you have to wear masks in the airplanes now until March 18th. It was going to expire on January 18th. So why not March 19th? Why not March 17th? You know, again, I was down in Miami. I was did a one of the speakers at Mark Moss's.
How did that go? You mentioned that
last time. Oh, it went great. What great people, market disruptors. There were several hundred people. And Dr. Joseph Mercola was there, too.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And, boy, that's a book that people should read, his COVID-19 book. And he got banned, of course, from all the media.
Sure.
And he had millions of followers. And he was one of the speakers. And he asked people, how many of them got the vaccination? Out of several hundred people, five.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, that was the kind of crowd, you know, people that could think for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, you know, so I got to fly down, right? Well, you know, when you're flying, they give you these orders that when you're eating and drinking, you could take your mask off. But as soon as you stop, you have to put your mask back on. And I perfectly understand that because the virus knows when you're eating and drinking.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother you at all when you're eating and drinking and you're sitting shoulder to shoulder with people crammed into an airplane. They know this. The virus knows this. And then when you stop eating if you don't put the mask on, the virus says, aha, they were eating and drinking. I wasn't going to bother them. But now that they stopped eating and drinking, now I'm going to attack them because they didn't put the mask on because some freak told them to put the mask on and they're not listening. And again, it's one country after another. You know, in Belgium, they just passed this other thing, you know, and it's going to go to, I forget, like the date, like, you know, January 17th or something. And you have to be masked up when you go into a restaurant. But when you're sitting down, of course, you could eat and drink without the mask on because the virus never, never goes at table height. It only comes at you when you stand up, so put the mask on.
I mean,
this is science. I'm telling you science. This comes from health officials. Official pieces of crap.
Oh, are they ever? Oh, man. So, good. Five people held up their hands. Good. That's nice to hear.
That's the kind of crew there were.
I think we're down to about 20% allegedly who are still unvaxxed. Supposedly around 80% who are. I don't know.
No. In America, the number is like about 63%.
That's probably the real number, the official number.
Yeah, no, that's the CDC number.
That's what they did? They must have, did they adjust it?
No.
I just saw a big map the other day. Well, anyway, okay, good. Good. There's too many maps, too many graphs, too many charts.
I'm looking it up now.
No, I believe
60.4%.
All right, well, we got 40%.
That's according to statistics.
But we got children, so we have to weed them out. So these people over 18, what's the split there? 60-40, I don't know.
70, the young 30, people are getting the young people are getting it very quickly. The young people are buying right into it. Yep.
I know.
You look at all these protests going on around the world. Again, you know, you get the magazine. You know, we're covering this thing in depth. Most of the people are older. The young people are getting it. The old people aren't. The young people buy into it because they've been so brainwashed.
Mm-hmm. Brainwashed. Gerald, the mass of America and the world has been beaten to a bloody pulp with fear, paranoia, and aggression for 2 years now. What do we expect? What do we expect? These people they're going to be PTSD for the rest of their lives. This has been tough times.
Here's the worst part of it. Not only that, these are going to be the people that will be leading the charge.
Correct.
In years to come, they'll be head of the companies, politicians, and these are the people that have been totally freaked out and controlled. So they're going to bring that freak out and control. That's going to be the new governments of the future.
Yeah, right. We're not going to have governments. We're just going to have controllers.
That's all.
Government.
That's all.
Absurd.
No, it is absurd. Totally nuts. Yeah. We got nuts running us. Look at that little clown. Look at that little jerk off over there, over in the UK, Boris Johnson, a cartoonist. Do me a cartoon of the most moronic looking freak that you could invent, and then I want to make him the prime minister of a country.
You got it. Yeah.
So now this little arrogant clown boy, you know what happened, right? They had a big party in 2020, big Christmas party.
Yeah.
And they lied about it. Like that little, that other arrogant little nobody of an arrogant little daddy's boy born on third base and thought he had a home run, that Gavin Newsom over there. Oh, you remember him going up to the French Laundry? He had a place where it cost like $400 a meal. Yeah, that place. Yeah, and how about that other one? What's the mayor of San Francisco? She got a stupid name because she's a dumbbell. Oh yeah, it's a real dumb name, and she fits it perfectly, like that lighthead over there you got in Chicago.
Lizard Lightfoot. I call her Lizard. She looks like a fence lizard to me.
Oh,
a gay fence lizard. Never seen a gay fence lizard, but that's what I imagine it would look like.
Oh, London breed. That's it. London breed. Yeah, another arrogant breed of crap who you see her dancing, doing different things without the mask on. It's okay. Uh-huh. It's only about we, the little people of Slavelandia, that have to obey.
And don't forget, last year in San Francisco, was it the year before? Last year or the year before, they had over 42,000 official requests to have somebody from the city come out and pick up crap in the streets that someone had left there. It's still dumping in the streets. There's no stopping that. San Francisco's done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, left my heart in San Francisco. It sure did. You know, we came out with our top trends for 2022, and one of them is homeless solution. The homeless, and this is very important. You were mentioning San Francisco. You want to see a homeless, you know, city? It's one of the worst.
Well, they got over 100,000 in L.A., so it could be a horse race.
Right. All of California, right?
Yeah.
How come the hospitals aren't packed with the homeless people?
Because they're full of people who have taken the bioweapon and their immune systems have collapsed and they're dying.
Yeah. Again, if this thing was so deadly, why aren't the homeless that are in such terrible shape...
It's not there's no virus. There is no COVID.
I'm just saying, why isn't the media saying
we don't have a media?
All these homeless people, how come they're not dying from the virus?
If
the virus is so deadly, they should all be filling the hospitals up.
Of course. It's no, it's
but
a
they're
lie.
Not.
The Trends
well,
Journal
I know it's
is
a
the
lie.
Only media.
Well, I know it's a lie. So here's
media.
My homeless, I have the homeless solution.
All right.
In New York City, they got this Warren Wilhelm Jr., that morons and imbeciles, called de Blasio.
Warren
he changed
Wilhelm.
His name.
That's cute.
Yeah, he changed his name so he could get the Italian-American vote.
Yeah.
And anyway, it cost $3.2 billion, with a B, dollars to house 60,000 homeless people a year. That comes out to around $53,000 around
how
there.
What was it for? Give me that
$3.2 billion.
You're telling me that we couldn't put up a tent city for 60,000 people for less than $3 billion?
Yep. So here's what I'm saying. Not a tent city. What I want to do is like they used to have these things called boys' towns back in the day. And where I am, for example, I'm in the foothills of the Catskill Mountains.
Pedophile towns now.
They have, it used to be the Borscht Belt where all the entertainers used to go before the jet set happened and they went down, you know, they didn't go here anymore. But anyway, you have this beautiful, beautiful place like Grossinger's and the Brown, all these hotels. Well, many of them are vacant. And it's beautiful Catskill Mountains. And this is the same thing around the country. They have beautiful land. Take the people out of these shelters. You don't put shelters, that's a home, homeless shelters. Take them out of the shelter and put them in a homeless town. You give them things to do. In the summer, you have, you know, grow gardens and raise vegetables, animals, whatever you want to do. Give them skills. Put them on a place where they can have a life and give them something. Give them skills. Give them a life. You have, look, you got to work. You got to do this. You got to do that if you want to eat. And you get them off the street. You get them off the streets. And the reason they put them in these homeless shelters is because the homeless shelters are owned by these people in the real estate business that give the politicians all this dough that morons and imbeciles call campaign contributions. So in turn for the money that they give them, they take the people and put them in the places that they own. So my solution is homeless towns.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a life.
Well, a lot, as I've said on the program here many times, and some of you listening are homeless, I get that, and many of you out there who are homeless are really there through no fault of your own.
Exactly.
This whole thing has been set up. You are truly victims, and there is such a thing as a victim, and there are many wonderful people out there who have lost everything. You know
yep.
always. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I like this idea.
Oh, the education system, you know, I hated every day of school. I ran away from kindergarten at 4.5 years old. I crossed the Boston Post Road in the Bronx. They took me out. I'd be dead. And they knew it. And now if that happened now, they have me injected with the drug dealer's drugs. You know, he has attention deficit disorder or something, you know. I hated every day of school.
Yeah.
And you're too smart.
No, you're not allowed to be intelligent as a youngster. They beat the hell out of you and knock that down, and then you conform. Oh yeah.
Yep. Sure. Yep. No, none beat me up. Perforated my middle ear. Broke my eardrum. Left me
That's
back
horrible.
In the fifth grade.
And I
barely got out of high school. You know, I hated every day. Anyway, so when we talk about the homeless, the people, it's the system. And the system is being run by, it's a crime syndicate.
Sure it is. Syndicate. Same old. Nothing
yep.
new.
It's a crime syndicate.
Oh, man.
And it's, and again, it's global. That's the thing to understand.
Most people, Gerald, Americans can't understand that. They don't think beyond the end of their nose, most of them anymore. What's going to happen tomorrow at work? Or am I going to have a job tomorrow? They don't think about Germany, Europe. They don't think about what's happening in China. They don't think about Japan. They don't think about South Korea. They don't think about anywhere. South America doesn't exist. Africa, what the hell is that? Nothing. They don't think about it. This whole thing is a world program. This is a world operation. Don't forget that.
It is. It is. There is no question about that.
Anyway, all right. Well, so tell me what's going on with your beautiful Four Corners. You are so lucky. You've done America a great service by preserving what you have preserved there.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, everything's great, but I'm so unhappy here. You know, everybody's walking around all masked up outside when the chances of getting it outside are less than 1%, according to the data.
No, there's nothing to get.
I'm just saying, according to the data.
Of course. The only thing that these people are going to get, Gerald, is what we call shed upon or transmission. They're going to get from the vaxxed the spike protein, and they're going to get sick. We think also that the mRNA itself is also something that can be spread through shedding or transmission. Now, if that's true, that means you're going to get vaxxed simply by being in the proximity of someone else who has been vaxxed and who is emitting and exuding the mRNA and or the spike protein. That's why in the beginning when they said, our target is to vaccinate 80% of the world, I said immediately, that means they're going to spread the rest of it on its own. This is a setup. They didn't even mention they were going to try and vax everyone because they don't need to. Shedding and transmission are very serious issues. Much more serious than catching COVID. Much more.
Well, let's look at some of the facts. They had this Norwegian vessel that it was going into New Orleans that about a dozen or
so people.
What
kind of a vessel?
A Norwegian cruise.
A cruise, okay.
Cruise ship. Norwegian cruise ship.
Yeah.
And they became quarantined because about a dozen or so of the people got the virus. Okay.
Yeah,
To get on the ship, you have to be fully vaccinated and you have to take a test before you get on the ship. So now, if everybody on the ship is fully vaccinated, right, and it was tested negative,
right,
for the virus, how did they get the virus?
They didn't get the
virus. I'm making the point from what you said about it being transmitted among the people that got the vax. So you can't blame it on the people that haven't been vaxxed for the people on the Norwegian cruise ship to have gotten the virus, because everybody on the ship has been inoculated.
Of course. Yes.
So, but no one's saying what
there are two
I
reasons,
just said.
You're right. There are two reasons people are sick now. Number one, they're being shed upon, and or they were vaxxed and their immune system is collapsing, and everything and its brother is walking right into their bodies and wasting them. Number one. Or number two, they've got the flu, or a variant of the flu. Because why, Gerald? Two winters ago, we had 50 million cases of influenza A and B in the U.S., and last year we had 2,300. Those are the official figures. Where did the 50 million go?
It went away.
It got renamed. That's how they killed all those people with COVID. It was a lie.
Yep.
So we got flu now. We got bad flu out there. And it may have morphed into something even worse. I don't know. I do know it's not COVID. It's the flu. The flu doesn't go away like that. It's ridiculous.
Again, you know, they're pumping this moronochrome virus. You know, that's the cover of our Trends Journal. You know, the symbol. You know, and it comes out to moronic when you jumble it. And
anagrams.
They talk about are the cases.
Right.
No, they don't talk about the deaths because people aren't dying from it.
It's not fatal. It's a nothing variant if it is a variant. And the only picture we have of the variant is a computer graphic that someone guessed at. It's a joke. It's all lies. Anyhow. We do our best. You do brilliant work. And the Trends Journal, let's talk about the Trends Journal. I hope you're picking up some subscriptions. This is really important stuff. If you want to know what's going on, you cannot turn on the TV. You have to actually read. And there's nothing more fun to read or easier to read than the Trends Journal. It is full of brilliant journalism, and it's laid out in such a way that you can breeze through the pages. I really love the layout. I don't know
Thank
who did
you.
It, but oh yeah, it's
yeah.
Great.
We now I got Joe Duran is a guy that's working with us and does, but he this guy's great, you know. And the people, you know, everybody gives it all their energy we have to make this magazine. What is it? Last week was 135 pages, no ads, you know. We're doing the best we can to help the people prepare, prevail, and prosper because this is becoming hell on earth.
Prepare,
prevail, and prosper, yeah.
The three P's. Back in a minute with Gerald Celente. Hang on. Welcome back. One of the foundation pillars of this once magnificent culture, society, nation, was the family, the American family, the nuclear family. It's all but dead. How can anybody possibly be optimistic about the future of this society when our families are just falling apart? There aren't many left. Family units are at the foundation of any successful society, right? That was certainly our case. But now this decline that has gone on for 30, 40 years has left our American family in tatters. Our entertainment, so-called, in the media, is anti-family. Anti-family. This started probably 30 years ago. Mocking the family. Anti-family. Our culture is anti-family. And many of our politicians are not only sexually depraved, but they are also openly, aggressively, anti-family. Everything is working against us. But if we don't fix the family, there's no way we're ever going to have any hope of correcting this listing ship. It's done. Now, Michael Snyder wrote a great article about this. And he's got a title up there, 9 Shocking Signs of the Staggering Decline of the Traditional American Family. Michael is a fine writer. Number one, the percentage of homes in the United States containing a married couple with children is at now an all-time record low. 17.8%. That's it. Number two, 23 million American homes contain a married couple with children. The last time that number was so low was back in 1959. But in 1959, our total population was only 177 million. Today it's 330 million. Nearly one-third of all U.S. families with children are single-parent families. Nearly a third of them. That has tripled since 1965. Tripled. Most Americans are living alone. Well, more Americans are living alone than ever before. 37 million American adults live alone. Hey, I'm one of them.
I'm another one.
The birth rate in the United States is the lowest level ever recorded. Ever. Fell another 4% last year. According to one survey, an all-time record high, 44% of childless adults in the United States under the age of 50 say that it's likely they will never have children at all. So 44% of childless adults under 50 say it's Very unlikely they'll ever have children. Ever. Number 7, after decades of dropping numbers, birth rates have now fallen beneath replacement level in every single formerly United States state. In every single state, it's a negative replacement. Right? Support for Roe versus Wade continues to go up. That'll never change. Number 9, due to the staggering decline of the traditional family, Americans are now more lonely than they have ever been before. Think about it. A lot of you listening to this program listen every night. You live alone. You're lonely. We're your family, and we mean that. Gerald feels the same way. We care. But that's what this international communist, socialist, fascist, globalist, Bolshevik machine has done to this country. And I won't say we've allowed it to happen, because we don't have any tools. They took away the vote. They took away honest elections. They took away credible and honest candidates. We got garbage. We got career criminals, career politician criminals. So it isn't our fault, but these are just the facts. So I want to commend Michael on that article. He really nailed it.
Well, you know, you could keep going with this too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The single motherhood has grown so common in America that today 80% of single parent families are headed by single mothers.
Wow.
Nearly a third live in poverty. This is updated May 2021. You ready for this? Four out of 10 children, 40% of the children being born are born to unwed mothers.
Well, there's no recovering from this.
40% are born to unwed mothers. Again, this is the data here. 31% are poor. 29% are jobless. 28.7% were food insecure. Around half the 49.5% of single mothers have never married. Almost a third, 30% are divorced. 20.5% are either separated or widowed. Half have one child, 30% have two. About two-thirds are white, one-third black. So it's not racist, it's America. And what we're looking at here, think about it. You know, I'm only me because of my parents. You know, may their souls rest in peace. If I was just born, you know, and I didn't have a father, I wouldn't be the same guy. You know, I had a mother and father. My mother taught me one way. My father taught me other things. I'm only me because of everything that they gave me and taught me. And so you have a kid growing up now that his mother's poor. The chances of that, you know, are pretty high. Again, you know, according to the data, 31% are poor, and 40% of the kids are just born into a single mother household. I mean, these kids, you know, they're starting off on a very rough path to begin with. And so what's going to happen to them when they grow up? And we're seeing what's happening to when they're growing up. What did we look at the numbers last year? Over 100,000 people OD'd?
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, over 100,000. No, I wrote about it. I know it.
Yeah.
Over 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, this is terrible. Again, you know, I'm mentioning this because you were talking about the importance of a family. I wouldn't be me, you know, I'm blessed because of the family. And it wasn't an Ozzie and Harriet show. I want to make that really clear. But, you know, they had their problems. We all, you know, all have our own. But I'm only me because of where I came from.
Sure.
And I couldn't hold a candle to what they had to pull off.
Oh, yeah. Well, they came over, right? Ellis Island?
Yeah, they're immigrants. Yeah, just born, you know, yeah. You know, my grandparents were, you know, they were just got here, you know, when they were born. But, you know, they came from nothing. And what they had to go through. to make it, you know, that was a whole different America, though. You know, it was a, you know, I'm going to tell you how low America's gone. You know, I have a photograph of my parents' wedding, 1934. They worked in factories, construction workers, fish stores, worked at fish stores, grocery stores.
Yeah.
You see the way these people are dressed. The Gates, the Buffetts, the Musks couldn't come close to what they look like. And that was the 1930s, the Great Depression. You right. look at how the people, black and white, you look right. at how the people were dressed. Oh, Count Basie, Duke Ellington. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at the, and now, you know, as I say, there's an expression, pigs can't fly. I told you, I just came back from Miami. You've been to the airport lately? They're flying all over the place. And yesterday I went to Marshall's. I had to do some stuff. So let me go check. I haven't been there in a while. Yeah. Back in the day, I bought some great clothes at Marshall's. You know, because they used to buy all the stuff up. You know, the big names didn't sell. It was, you know, so,
it's kind of like an outlet store. I know.
Yeah. You know what they have now? Not one. You know, it's wintertime. Not one sweater, cashmere sweater, nothing. All the men's stuff, athletic wear.
Well, they're cool. I get it.
No. It's junk crap.
Of course
and
it is.
Stretch pants. Everything's stretch pants because, you know, again, 78%, I'm not making this up, CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention number, 78% of the people that have been hospitalized for COVID are either obese or overweight. That's why you have all this crap clothes. It's not athletic wear. These people aren't athletes. 42% of Americans are obese. 70% are overweight. So what I'm saying is the whole culture is going down. Look at the way the people dress. Look at the way they look. Go back to the Great Depression and look at the difference. The people had style and grace and
the
dignity.
Way they dressed. The way I, as a little kid, I remember in the late 50s, the African Americans, black American citizens of all colors, they would take pride, many of them.
They were hippest.
They were. The blacks especially. Oh, did they
The
dress.
Blacks were the hippest. Every white cat wanted to look like the black cat. Yep.
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 And then you go back.
Count Basie, Duke Ellington.
Cab Calloway.
Look at these men. Yeah. Look at them. Look at the style and grace they had.
Sugar Ray Robinson. Ray Robinson, the greatest boxer pound for pound ever. Ray Robinson.
Yep.
He owned places in New York. You know, he had four or five. He had a block. He owned most of a block. And he had diners and he had this and he had that. Sugar Ray Robinson. Look at it. There's some documentaries on Ray Robinson online. You really should look at this guy.
What I'm saying is this country's gone down. Gone down. Look at it. Look at the freak show. Look at the freaks running the show. Who's your favorite freak? I'm a Republican. I like Mitch McConnell. No, I like Lindsey Graham. I'm a Democrat. I like Nancy Pelosi. No, I like Chuckie Schumer. Look at the little freaks that are running the show. Again, in a country near you. Boris Johnson. I mean, look at that little Macron, the Cazzone over there in France.
What a punk. He needs his ass kicked, that guy. Oh, what a punk.
Well, knowing who he is, it may not be kicked. It may start with an L.
Well, that's true. That's true. I don't know. It's all the quality of people we have. I'm not talking about you people, but the general quality of people we have in the visible section of our media-run society is so disgraceful.
Oh, you mean you don't like little Don Lemon?
Oh, there's another one. Little Andy Cuomo and his brother. What
Chrissy,
a wonderful
yep,
thing.
Little daddy, little two little daddy's boys.
Chrissy Cuomo. Yeah, that's just a disgrace to the Italians, but whatever.
Oh, how about Fauci? You want to talk about a disgrace to the Italians? I mean, you know, like I say, I go after Cuomo, Fauci, Draghi, the bankster that's the head of the bank, the head of Italy. I said, if these people's name, if Cuomo's name was Cuomowitz or Fauciberg, they'd be calling me an anti-Semite.
They would. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no, they would.
The way I go after those arrogant pieces of garbage.
They all hide behind, you know, either their alleged ethnicity. I'm Jewish, you can't criticize me. I'm black, you can't criticize me. That guy Lemon is something else. He's just right there, an overt white-hating racist. And the people watch him. I don't know.
No, the ratings are going down the toilet. They'll start something else, you know, to get the ratings back up.
Oh, of course. It's all a game.
Like we quoted that guy, what the hell is his name? Zucker, that runs CNN back in February of 2020 when the COVID war began, saying that the people were tuning into this COVID, so keep it going.
Well, there you go.
Yep, it was right there.
It's a hot one. And all these alternative news platforms, so many of them, Gerald, as you know, they're being run by the deep state. They're created by the deep state. They're staffed by the deep state. The writers are deep. They got an agenda. And they're just pushing the sheep, and they're acting like they're opposing the evil government when they're not. They're part of it. They've learned a long time ago. It's better to be able to control the news that will harm you than have somebody else do it. So they control both sides of the fence. They don't care. They can juggle it any way they want. Nutty. Have you seen this Stu Peters truck stop lately? Have you seen this program? This is one of the most blatant examples. It's the Stu Peters Diner and Truck Stop. It's one of the most blatant examples of deep state information control I've seen. It just, whenever someone pops up overnight or within a few days, beware. Just beware. Understand. You're not going to get a straight shot from them. They're coming in corrupt. It's all a game. And my God, do they run it well. They really do. They have total control over virtually everything, except the TransJournal. Tell everyone how to get to their subscription.
I'll just go to TransJournal.com, TransJournal.com. Again, you know, we're doing everything we can to help the people prepare for what's ahead. You know, I've been at this, I'm going on 42 years, and I've never seen anything like this in my life.
We never knew. Hey, I have an idea. If you have, and I don't know how many you print, but usually there's some leftover copies of.
Well, it's
of
all your, digital. It's all digital now.
Oh, you're not. Oh, okay.
Oh no, it's 130. It's 130 pages average a week. If we were to mail it out, you'd get it a week late. Yeah, and you'd be paying, you know, you'd be paying about $4,000 a year when it comes to printing and mailing.
Oh, no, you'd get killed.
Yeah.
You might want to offer a complimentary copy on some basis of getting people to just give it a try. It's a beautiful publication.
Well, again, you have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Well, that's free then. You can't lose.
Yeah, you don't like it, we give you back your money.
Yeah, what's not to like? It's as again, I said, and you hear it in the commercials, it's what Time Magazine might have been, but never had a chance.
Nope. Now, and you know, I want to hit, you know, just some of the top trends for 2022 coming up. And you know, this thing about metaverse, by the way, it's real, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But there are positives of it too. And one of the big positives, and again, these are entrepreneur opportunities, the education system stinks. What the COVID war did, it got online learning going. It's going to be more and more online learning, but with the metaverse, you're going to feel like you're there with the virtual reality. So that rather than going to the college, you don't have to get you could get the best teachers, the best professors in the field. in the field.
Right.
So you don't have to go to the school. You could go to the metaverse and get the best. That's going to be a big one because the education system we have now, and again, it fits perfectly. It was designed during the industrial age when people were no longer making their own arts and crafts and knitting and weaving. It became commercialized within industry. So they took all those people that used to make the things and they put them in factories. Mm-hmm. And they taught them how to read, write, and do math. It was invented by the Prussians. And that's the education system we have. It was an industrial age system. So now we're going from the meta age to the information age, from the industrial age to the information age, now into the meta age.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of positives to this. There's going to be a lot of negatives as people become less and less human and they become more and more virtual. But that's a big trend that we see developing and something to
it's
be very
call.
Interesting. And another yeah. one is simplicity. The automobiles, all of the machinery, so many things became so overcomplicated with chips. There's going to be a reversion back to, again, the smart companies are going to go back to the way it was more simply. You don't need all this electronic, and again, we have a detailed story in there about, in other words, if the new trucks, if you have a problem with the engine, you got to take the whole cab off now. It's moronic with all the information that they've put in dashboards. It's stupidity.
Yeah.
So simplicity is going to be another one. And the way the nation is going to become its own nation again is self-sufficiency. And that's what China's doing, what they call a dual circulation policy. And that means that, yes, they're relying on exports, but they have 1.4 billion people. So they want it made in China, the art, the culture, the product. They're becoming self-sufficient, and that's what America needs to do. We have all the human and natural resources that we need. We don't have to worry about supply chain interruptions if you're making it at home.
Got it.
And another one is as to the economy, tomorrow mm-hmm. we're going to see the inflation numbers coming out. They're looking at 7%. We call it dragflation. The economy is going to drag down and inflation is going to go up. It's not inflation. It's dragflation. So those are just a couple of them.
But don't worry, because Pfizer is working on 3 new mRNA vax shots to combat the feared Omicron variant. 3 shots to beat Omicron, which hasn't killed anyone yet. It's just more infectious. It's not nearly as lethal. It hasn't killed anybody.
Nope.
So they're going to give you 3 more shots. That's 1, 2. Used to be 2 to be fully vaxxed. Now it's 3 to be fully vaxxed. Soon it'll be 4 to be fully vaxxed. Now you're going to have 5, 6, 7 so you can be vaxxed against Omicron as well. 7. And there are over 30 new vaccines in the pipeline that are all mRNA-based, which means they can put any damn thing they want in there to genetically go in and alter any part of your body.
Yep.
It's going to be open season on what's left of humanity.
Yep.
End of story.
You got it.
Yeah.
Look, we have 8 billion people on the planet. Go back to...
Not for much longer.
All right, let's go back to 1910. That's not ancient history, right?
Right.
About 110 years ago.
Yeah.
You know how many people were on the planet?
What, 50 million? I don't know.
1.5 billion.
We
have 8 billion. There's way too many people. I'm not saying you should kill them. I'm just saying the numbers are way up there.
You don't have to say it. The operation's already underway.
Yep.
Don't worry. There are going to be 5, 6... billion less here in the next 3 years. That's my current assessment. So, wow. Yeah. 1.5 billion 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yep.
All right. Give them the address again to go get that fabulous virtual publication. It's online.
Trendsjournal.com.
You can't lose. Thank you for doing what you do. Talk to you. Have a Merry Christmas, Gerald.
Yep.
My best
bon
to you.
Natale.
And all. Yeah, indeed. Okay, you be safe. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mr. C. All right, we will be back with more.